Hey everyone, welcome back to Boys R Us, where we celebrate the greatest athletes and their incredible journeys to the top. Today, we're diving into the life of a true motorsport legend, Michael Schumacher. You've heard his name, you've seen the records, but how did a boy from a small town in Germany become one of the most dominant drivers in Formula One history? Stick around, because we're about to explore the story of the man they call the Red Baron. Let's take it back to where it all began. Born in Hertha, Germany in 1969, Michael's passion for racing started early. At just 4 years old, he got his first car, built by his father, who worked at the local karting track. By the time he was a teenager, it was clear Michael had a rare gift. He dominated at the karting scene, winning multiple championships, and by the late 1980s, he was already making waves in the world of motorsport. Michael's big break came in 1991 when he made his Formula One debut with Jordan at the Belgian Grand Prix. Despite having no prior F1 experience, he stunned everyone by qualifying 7th on the grid. His raw talent caught the eye of Bennington, and soon after, he joined their team. In just a few years, Michael achieved his first taste of glory, winning back-to-back world championships in 1994 and 1995. His precision, consistency, and relentless drive made him like a force to be reckoned on the track. But the deafening chapter of Schumacher's career began in 1996 when he joined Ferrari. At the time, Ferrari haven't won a Constructors' Championship in over a decade. Many doubted the team's ability to compete, but Michael had a vision. He worked tirelessly with the team, helping them rebuild from the ground up. And in 2000, it all paid off. Michael won his third world championship, ending Ferrari's 21-year title drought. That victory was just the start of an era of dominance. Between 2000 and 2004, Schumacher was unstoppable. He won 5 consecutive world championships, setting records that still stand today, including the most wins in a single season and the most consecutive titles. His ability to push the car to its limits, adapt to changing conditions, and deliver under pressure earned him the title of greatest of all time. But Schumacher's story isn't just about records and victories, it's about resilience. After retiring from Ferrari in 2006, he returned to F1 in 2010 with Mercedes. Though he didn't achieve the same success, his comeback inspired a new generation of drivers and solidified his legacy as a competitor who never gave up. And let's not forget Michael's influence beyond the racetrack. Known for his philanthropy and humility, he donated millions to charities, helped promote road safety, and used his fame to make a difference in the world. He wasn't just a racing icon, he was a role model for millions. So what makes makes Michael Schumacher the legend he is today. It's not just his 7 world championships or his record-breaking career. It's his relentless pursuit of excellence, his dedication to his craft, and his ability to inspire others to dream big. Michael's legacy isn't just in the history books. It's in the hearts of fans around the world. Thanks for tuning into Boys R Us. If you're a fan of F1, Schumacher, or just incredible stories of grit and glory, make sure to like, subscribe, and share your favorite Schumacher moment in the comments. Until next time, keep chasing greatness.